25th chapter, on page 29 in the New Testament portion of your Pew Bible. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will put the sheep at His right hand, and the goats at His left. Then the King will say to those at His right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave Me food. I was thirsty, and you gave Me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed Me. I was naked, and you gave Me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of Me. I was in prison, and you visited Me." Then the righteous will answer Him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the King will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who were members of My family, you did it to Me." Then He will say to those at His left hand, "You that are accursed, depart from Me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave Me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave Me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome Me. Naked, and you did not give Me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit Me." Then they also will answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?" Then He will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of these, one of the least of these, you did not do it to Me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. These are the words of God for the people of God.
Well, this is not a lesson in animal husbandry. Lord, Father God, and let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, and my mind be acceptable in Thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. Well, some, and even I used to, I looked at it and I said, well, sheep or goat? Sheep or goat? That was this decision for my life, sheep or goat. Well, in doing research for the lesson today, the commentary that I was reading really pointed me in a direction where, you know, you see the fulfillment of the Ezekiel reading, the Old Testament reading. Any of you guys think that the Old Testament's not worth reading anymore? Excuse me. That's the only one Jesus had. Very, very much so. But here's a thought. It's only in the first few verses that Jesus uses the sheep and the goat. And it's so that you have an idea. He's framing, just like the last 2 weeks, we've been looking at a discourse that Jesus is having with His apostles, with His disciples, before He enters into Jerusalem. I mean, it's really important for us to understand that this is not at the beginning of His ministry. This is not to people who don't know anything yet about what His lessons are, haven't seen Him perform any of those miracles. But this lesson to His disciples, this discourse, whether it was the 10 bridesmaids, some wise and some foolish, or the people who were wise in the investment and use of their gifts and talents, the one who was given 5, the one who was given 2, and the one who was only given 1. Those are the discourses that lead up to this pericope, or this idea, pericope. Dick, is that the right pronunciation? It's pericope or pericope. It's a Greek word for a story. But this focuses on that end time, that eschatology. This is what heaven is going to be like. And there are those out there that say God is so forgiving and so loving that everybody eventually gets into heaven. I don't think so. That's God's plan. But there are some of us who willfully run away. There are some of us who willfully want to be on that left side and will be on that left side. When the Son of Man came into His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him. Notice it says all the nations. It doesn't just say the Jews and the Samaritans, or the Jews and the Gentiles, or He says all nations will be gathered before Him. And He will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates sheep from goats. And He'll put the sheep at His right hand and the goats at the left. Now, He never mentions sheep and goats from then on, because you and I are those, that nation, all those nations that are gathered together. He is speaking, Jesus is speaking to people, but He's using the frame to get people to understand how a shepherd would separate the sheep from the goats. And He'll put the sheep at His right hand and the goats at His left. And then the King will say to those on His right hand, and it's important to understand the words that He uses, because those are on His right hand. He doesn't say the sheep on His right hand. He said those on His right hand, He says, come. He says, come. You that are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. He's saying, come. This is inherit the kingdom that was meant for you, prepared for you at the foundation of the world. And then He goes into this, and don't get it to thinking that, okay, we're all supposed to go out there and be philanthropists and do all these good works, because it's not good works that are going to get us into heaven. It's our acceptance of the salvation that Christ did it all for us already. And because of that, then we go out and do those good things. For I was hungry and You gave Me food. I was thirsty, You gave Me something to drink. I was a stranger, You welcomed Me. I was naked, You gave Me clothing. I was sick, You took care of Me. I was in prison and You visited. And here's the key. It works on both these groups. And they say to Him, well, Lord, when was it that we saw You hungry or gave You food or thirsty and gave You something to drink? And when was it that we saw You a stranger and welcomed You and naked and gave You clothing? And when was it we saw You sick in prison and visited You? I mean, how easy is it for us to look at how we would treat Jesus? We certainly wouldn't be that crowd before Pontius Pilate, rolling milk down the... We would not be in that crowd that cries out, crucify Him. I'm going to see if I can keep my thought here. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of God. Hallelujah. Oh, that was sweet. That's a reminder of life. When we get so puffed up, life happens. The people are thinking how important it is for us to be in the right position, in the right place, and do the right things. And oh, how great and glorious we are because we've received this blessing. You know what? It's how we treat the least that shows how we appreciate what God has given each and every one of us. And it's not that we go out and do a bunch of philanthropic works. Yes, we want to do that. But we don't do that in some way of buying our way into the kingdom. It's not like, oh, we have to earn it. We have to say we have to say a certain number of prayers. We have to say a certain of the right kind of prayers. We have to say a certain number of prayers in the right time. And we have to give the right amount of money. And we have to, we put the cart before the horse when we do that. And what happens when you put the cart before the horse? It doesn't go very far, very well, unless you're backing up. And that's the wrong direction to be going. What we do is we give glory to God. We give Him praise and honor. And He's the one that's doing that. And when we do that, then we'll do these other good works. Because the other shoe drops. Then he will say to those at his left hand. And the phraseology that's here. Remember, we had go. Or the first one we had come. Come into the kingdom. Inherit the kingdom that was prepared for you from the time, from the very beginning of time. Those were the ones on the right. The ones on the left hear this. You that are accursed, depart from me. Go. Depart from me. Not come, not welcome, but go. Depart from me. Where to? Into the eternal fire, prepared for the angel, for the devil and his angels. Now that's right from Revelation. Chapter 20. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, you did not welcome me. Naked, you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. And the question from them is the same thing. Lord, when did we see you and not do this? Surely if we had seen you, we would have. The whole point is, as you do unto the least of these, you either do or you do not to Jesus. Well, what's the point? What is it that we're supposed to do? Is there something that we're supposed to do, or is there something that we shouldn't do? Or is it something deeper than that? Is it, where are we on that? Are we, and how do you know if you're on the left or on the right? Because if you have Jesus in your heart, if you have the Holy Spirit in your heart, and you allow Him to transform you, then you don't do the things that you shouldn't do. Occasionally you will. Even Paul said, the good that I would do, I don't do that. That I don't wouldn't do that, I do. Woe unto me. But this message from Jesus tells us so much about how that end time does have a judgment and that actions do have consequences. But here's the greatest impact. Here's the thing that has the most impact on us, and that's the decision that we make to who we belong to. Do we belong to a Savior who calls us to come into a heavenly reward that was prepared for us at the beginning of time? Or do we decide to follow our own choices, our own desires, our own negligence of those who are left and right of us, and look only to ourselves? And in doing that, we condemn ourselves. Now, God doesn't say, well, you guys have done this, so off you go. The ones on the left, the ones on the left, on the right. Now, that's not to say that each and every one of them did perfectly. But God judges. So let your heart and the Holy Spirit be the vehicle through which God is going to judge you. Left side, right side. Look at what has been the motive in your life. Are you giving because, well, everybody else knows what I'm given, and there's a tithe and I'm supposed to give a tenth, and I've been blessed, so I'll give. Or are you giving because, yes, I have been blessed, but you know what? Blessed or not blessed, I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to be obedient. You know, there's a pledge card that this is Commitment Sunday. There are a lot of things happening today. But as for me and my house, we will choose to serve the Lord. And that's the right side. Amen.